Positive Solutions with Dr. Gordon is a podcast which focuses on contemporary social and educational issues from an educational leadership and behavioral research perspective. We will delve into those issues that are important to you as we listen to understand the needs of others and positively respond to address those needs, concerns, and/or fears. Professionals in their respective fields of expertise, in addition to friends of the podcast, will share their unique perspectives of positive solutions to what matters to you most. Join us every Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central Time, as we share positive solutions to those issues that are important to you.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining me today. I got all dressed up because I have a message that I believe is vital. It's very important. And I believe that you are also important. So right after our trivia pursuit, I will share the Christmas message and hope that it is a blessing to you.
Do you know a whole lot of information that you would like to utilize in a fun and useful way? Or perhaps you like learning new fun facts, which can be used as conversation starters at a meal with a friend or while standing in a long line. The Ultimate Trivial Pursuit Question and Answer Book contains fun facts of sports and leisure, science and nature, arts and literature, history, entertainment, and geography. Test your skills with others every week as we begin our episodes with fun trivia. You'll be given 6 questions at the beginning of the podcast, and you will have the opportunity to post your correct answers to all 6 questions to drgordonpodcast1@gmail.com. The first person to post all 6 correct answers will have their names announced as the winner on the following episode. The person with the most wins after 50 episodes will win a gift certificate from our podcast's gift basket of tangible goodies. Who knows? Maybe you can win dinner for two at a restaurant in your area or enjoy a full body massage from a licensed health and fitness spa. Don't be bashful. Join the fun every Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central Time on this podcast, Positive Solutions with Dr. Gordon.
Since we are doing our Christmas special, I thought that it would be quite fitting for us to go over a few trivia questions that pertain to Christmas. So go ahead and get a sheet of paper, a pen or pencil, and write down these questions and see if you can find the right answer to these 6 questions. They're all pertaining to Christmas. Let's have some fun. I will say the questions twice, listen very carefully, and write down the correct answer to the questions. So here we go. Are you ready? Number 1, which character in A Charlie Brown's Christmas explains the meaning of Christmas? Which character in A Charlie Brown's Christmas explains the meaning of Christmas? Question number 2. Who starred in the Christmas special, It's a Wonderful Life? Who starred in the Christmas special, It's a Wonderful Life? Question number 3. What year did Santa Claus appear at the end of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? What year did Santa Claus appear at the end of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? Question number 4. What Christmas holiday song is the best seller? What Christmas holiday song is the best seller? Question number 5. How many colors are there of the poinsettia plant? You know, those beautiful plants at Christmas time? Yeah. How many colors are there of the poinsettia plant? I know you're thinking red. That's one of the colors, but how many are there? And our last trivia question, question number 6. Who was the voice of the Grinch who also narrated the original How the Grinch Stole Christmas? Who was the voice of the Grinch who also narrated the original How the Grinch Stole Christmas? Go ahead and submit all of those correct answers to drgordonpodcast1@gmail.com. Let's see if you are the winner. Let's have some fun.
You're listening to the podcast Positive Solutions with Dr. Gordon, which is uploaded weekly on Sunday afternoons at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central on your favorite podcast directory.
So I thought that we would do something a little bit different today. I normally would have a guest on and interview that guest and have an opportunity to have a conversation with them, inviting you to join us as we hear their life's story, as they share their experience and their expertise as to how they have been successful and how you can be encouraged in receiving information to help make your life even better than how it is at this time. And so that is the purpose of the podcast, to enhance the social emotional well-being of others across the lifespan. And so we do focus on educational leadership issues, behavioral research issues, but we also look at contemporary social issues and those things that are important to you. And so at this time of year, when we're nearing Christmas, sometimes people tend to be a little bit lonely. Sometimes people tend to become a little bit depressed. And we just want to make sure that we offer some solace and some words of encouragement at this time. And so, if you don't mind, I would just love to read for you the Christmas story. And then I'd like to just go over just a couple of things. We'll look at the purpose of Christmas, how it all got started. And then we're going to look at how we can then sustain love and harmony and unity. Boy, don't we need that right now in the days in which we're living and experiencing. And then I would like to share with you some takeaways as to how we can sustain that love, peace, and harmony that we need in the world today. But allow me to just share with you from Luke 2:1-14. It's a very familiar passage that you hear constantly. And so I did make reference to it in the trivia question as to the Christmas story. And so here we go. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And they were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And so that was our first Christmas way back then. And God in his divine love for humanity sent his son to bring that peace, that love, that harmony to the world, to help to save the world from itself. And if we were able to stand on the thresholds of time and to just peek over the banister of that threshold of time to 2020, I guess we can both imagine the need for a savior for the world to save itself from itself. And so that was the purpose of that first Christmas story many years ago that's still so relevant today. And so as we live our lives today, how then can we even live in peace and harmony and unity and with love? Well, you know, in Matthew 5, there is a template of how we can live our lives. And so we've mentioned this on a previous podcast about the Beatitudes. And so if you were to check out Matthew 5, I know I'm not preaching, don't worry, and I'm not proselytizing, simply sharing. Here's a way in which we can live in peace and harmony, which we so desperately need. And it doesn't matter what your ideology or your belief system might be, but if we were to take a look at these words and to follow them, we might just have a much better world in which to live. And so if you're asking the question, what are the Beatitudes? Well, the Beatitudes are considered to contain the most concise summary of the spiritual life of humanity. So we talk many, many times about social, emotional well-being, mental well-being. Another aspect of who we are as individuals is the spiritual component that helps to comprise and make up the entire person. And it is personal. And that is why many people tend not to want to go in that direction, because it's a personal issue. It's between that individual and the person in whom they believe. However, the Beatitudes are consisted of about 8 or 9 of the teachings of Jesus during his Sermon on the Mount, in which he describes the attitudes and actions that should characterize the followers and his disciples and characterize us as human beings. And so living by them and their meanings help us to have that harmonious and that lovely relationship with one another. And so these Beatitudes have a few different versions amongst themselves in various translations of the Bible. But again, if you were to take a look at Matthew 5, you would see what they say. So here's what the Beatitudes are. The first one says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." So you can look at that and you can check out the meaning and interpretation of it. However, be the last of all, the servant of all. Do not judge others and share all. So again, taking the words of Christ, he came to earth to offer that love, that peace, that harmony, that unity, and to help to save the world from itself. Again, if you doubt that, take a look around you, listen, and you will see and you will hear that we do need some love, we do need some peace, and we do need some harmony and unity. So following these words does help. Here's a second Beatitude. "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." So consider well the people you and others have lost, the things you have not done well, and the things you long for as you think and reflect on that second Beatitude. Beatitude number 3, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." So, you know, folks, be slow to anger and drop the ego. It doesn't get anyone anywhere. Beatitude number 4, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." Love peace and be involved in helping others to make peace. And as you trust individuals, know that they may let you down. But think of those words of love and respect and peace, harmony and unity as we live amongst each other. Let us do better because we know better, especially in the 21st century. Beatitude number 5, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. So folks, strive to do the right thing. Forgive others and then forgive yourselves. Some people find it hard to be at peace with others because they're not at peace with themselves. Some people find it hard to forgive others because they have not forgiven themselves. So again, don't forget, Beatitude number 5, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Strive to do the right thing, forgive others and then yourself. Beatitude number 6, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So look at things from the eyes of others. Sometimes we are so gung-ho on what we want and what we think and feel is right. But try and stop, pause, and listen, not to react, but listen to understand, and try to look at a situation from another perspective and try to understand another person's point of view. It goes a long way. Beatitude number 7, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. So folks, build your castle with blameless foundation. Before you start pointing your finger and wagging it in someone else's face to judge someone else, think of the 3 other fingers that are pointing back at you. So you've heard of the old expression, people who live in glass houses, what they shouldn't do? You're right. They shouldn't be throwing stones. Be careful. Beatitude number 8. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So folks, do not stop doing the right thing because of others. Do those things because you know it's the right thing to do. Again, what is the purpose of the Christmas story? Why did God send Jesus Christ on earth? To bring love and harmony and unity, and also to help to save the world from its own self. So those are some of the Beatitudes that helps us to know how to live in peace and love and harmony. And then I wanted to just share one last thing with you, and that is, how do we sustain living in peace and love and harmony? So if you have a Bible and you want to check out Philippians 4, look at verses 7 through 9. Philippians 4, 7 through 9. This is all a part of the Christmas story as to how and why Christ came to earth to help save us, humanity. And the peace of God, verse 7 says, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Those words are self-explanatory. Follow them, listen to what they admonish and exhort us to do, and do them. And then lastly, here's what will help, I believe, as we look at loving ourselves and then loving others, being at peace with ourselves, and then being at peace with others, forgiving ourselves, and then being able to forgive others. So here's your homework assignment. Here are eight questions, actually, that I'm going to ask you to look at. So read it at the bottom and then answer these questions. Number 1, what am I grateful for today? And these are questions to help to lead us towards that love and that peace and harmony within ourselves and then with others. So number one, what am I grateful for today? Question number two, who am I checking in on or connecting with today? Who am I checking in on or connecting with today? Remember, I mentioned this is Christmas time. There are a number of folks who are lonely. There are a number of folks who are depressed and who feel alone at this time of year. And it's not a happy time for some people. So are you checking in on them? Are you connecting with them today? Question number three, what expectations of normal am I letting go of today? What expectations of normal am I letting go of today? Question number four, how am I getting outside today? How am I getting outside today? We are living in a time when we are quarantining, we're self-quarantining because of the pandemic. However, we do need to get some sunshine. We need to get outside if we can, depending upon where we live. And it's beneficial to our social, emotional, mental, and physical well-being. Question number five, how am I moving my body today? How am I moving my body today? Question number six, what beauty am I either creating, cultivating, or inviting in today? What beauty am I either creating, cultivating, or inviting in today? Question number seven, am I taking time to stop, pause, breathe, and reflect on the good and positive memories, stories, or relationships with people? So am I taking time to stop, to pause, to breathe, and then reflect on the good and positive memories, stories, and relationships with people? Again, that's to help creating within ourselves that positive mindset and feeling within ourselves so that we can be at peace with ourselves and then at peace with others. And then question number eight, here's where accountability comes into play. Are my thoughts, attitudes, words, tone, and behavior reflecting those higher standards of living and engaging with others for the goal of living in harmony and peace with each other? So are my thoughts, my attitudes, my words, my tone, and behavior reflecting those higher standards of living and engaging with one another presently? And will I continue to do that throughout the Christmas season, for the new year, and for years to come? So folks, the Christmas message is that God loves all of us. Doesn't matter what your affiliation or your ideology, whether you're Republican, Democrat, independent, libertarian, whether you're what your socioeconomic status might be, what your race might be, what your preferences might be, God loves you. And so the question is, do you love yourself? Are you at peace with yourself? Are you forgiving yourself? If you are, then it's so much easier for you to be able to do those same things with other people. If you're not, rewind this again and just look at those steps, at what you can do and what you can try to follow to help to become a better version of yourself so that you can become the difference that makes a positive difference in the world today, starting with yourself. It's really easy to say, well, why don't this group of individuals do this? Or why aren't people doing that? The question that we need to ask ourselves is, what am I doing to make a positive difference in the world today? Folks, there is faith, there is hope, and there is love. All of those are important. The greatest of those three is love. So love yourself, love others, love God, and we should have a better world than what we're experiencing today. Continue to remain safe and have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you for joining Positive Solutions with Dr. Gordon as we learned about different perspectives of contemporary social and educational issues. We hope to educate and encourage as we analyze those topics that are important to you. Please continue to join us every Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, as new episodes are uploaded on your favorite podcast directory. Don't forget to subscribe by clicking on the link below this episode and respond to our fun trivia questions at drgordonpodcast1@gmail.com. Remember, become that positive difference that creates a positive outcome in the lives of others as well as in your own life. See you next Sunday afternoon on Positive Solutions with Dr. Gordon.